Ani Bakuda, Celtic Marcy. One of three. I have a sister, Marcy, and a brother, Pat. Our parents were John D. Pelsey and Rose M. Beyond. Dad, father, and mother were Bellamy Pelsey and Adlai Mitchell. His grandfather was Cyril Pelsey, and the grandmother was Elizabeth E. Randall. And on his maternal side, his grandfather was Israel Mitchell and Judith Steele. My mother's dad and mother were Louis Dion and Abby Powell. Our great grandfather was Thomas Dion and Virginia Lagasse, and Robert Powell and Mary Bell. Dad and mother, moms were married on January 9, 1911. My dad became an orphan at a very early age. His mother died when he was 2.5 weeks of age, and his father died when he was only 2.5 years of age. His grandmother immediately went to the four children. There were two boys and two girls. The dad, Alphonse, his brother, Evelyn, his sister, and Alphonsine. Immediately after his mother died, the grandmother went to Jackson. Having hitched a horse, which was the only means of transportation they had, and immediately brought all four children to her home. The home was situated immediately next to our own home. Dad attended St. Mary's College, and he graduated in 1899. Ironic as it may seem, he was only 17 and received his Bachelor of Arts degree in the same year he graduated, that is, 1899. He immediately began teaching school the following fall. He was superintendent of school, and he studied law at King Charles Peter's office for 7 years. He attended the Yale University of Maine, where he graduated as a law student and was admitted to the Illicit Bar Association in 1909. Mom attended school in Van Buren on the hill about where the Martin House is now located, on the corner of Main and High Street. Mom graduated in 1901, the last year the building was used as a school, due to the fact that it was much too small. It was later sold to John S. Keeler, known as G.B. Keeler, who later converted this place into a hotel, and years later it was destroyed by fire. The new school was built in 1901 and was located at the same place as the Van Buren Junior High School, formerly known as the Sacred Heart School, or the Sacred Heart Girls High School. is now with you. Mom taught school for several years, in fact, 8 years now. She left teaching due to the fact that the wages were so low that it was impossible to make ends meet. She later went to study in Caribou how to set up typing, and she was accompanied by two or four friends, Marie LaBelle and Annie LaFrance. They learned how to set up type to print, and they worked for the Madawaska paper. The editor of this paper was Dr. Thomas H. Kelsey. Being a bilingual, was very capable of setting up type both in English and in French. This paper was published for a few years only because they could not sell enough ads to keep the paper going. At the time that Monk and Dad were married, Dad was a representative of the legislature. They had a Senate honeymoon where they lived for 3 months in Augusta. Dad was first elected for the town of Van Buren for several years. During his term of office, he bought a water sprinkler, which was such a relief to have due to the fact that we have only dirt roads and plenty of dust. He also put the first fire truck, Van Buren owned, in 1922, and our own uncle, Everett T. Young, was fire chief. Naturally, he was very proud of the fire truck. Dad held several public offices. He enjoyed politics, and seemed to be quite successful. As I mentioned before, one of the offices he also held was superintendent of schools. Although I also said that I was one of three, I had two other sisters, Rita and Ruth. Rita died at the age of 3 weeks, and Ruth died at the age of 5 years. We were fortunate enough to have a cousin who was actually brought up as a member of our family, and we have always considered her as our sister, our Francine. Her mother was my dad's sister, and her mother died of childbirth. So Dad took our Francine from birth. This is why we always considered her part of our family. Coming to the present time, I married Ernest Marcy, son of Alfred Marcy and Anna Scarlett, on June 15, 1948. We have two children, Rita, Jane, and Margaret. Pat Haddon also married, and he said, you just started on June 24, 1946. He is my only brother. They have five children, John, now teaching business ed at the Van Buren District High School. Ruth, also a teacher. Nancy, Patty, and Leah. Leah is like an afterthought. She is 10 years younger than Patty, but there's a children.
I'm going to say something about the church, the first church that was built in Van Buren in 1826. As it was mentioned before, it was built near the Grand Rivière. That's why they called it the Church of the Grand Rivière. It was built near the St. John River. The priest from St. Brazil used to come over by boat and say mass at the church. All records were kept at St. Basil. But 1833 up to 1838, all records of marriages, deaths, and births, the town was mentioned in the record, but in 1838, we had our first residential priest, Father Gustin. Around 1870 or 71, the bishop decided that the church should be moved nearer to the town of Van Buren. So in the winter time, the church was placed on skids and moved by using 30 pairs of oxen. The rectory was also moved at the same time. I was told that by my great uncle, Cyril Mitchell, and my great uncle, Remy Mitchell, that their youngest brother, who was only 5 years old at the time, attended mass, the last mass that was said in the old church before they moved it. They had to enlarge the church of 1871, and they had a contractor who came over from Canada. He could not finish the church, so they hired my great uncle, Israel Mitchell, to finish that church. It was finished in 1876. My great uncle, my great grandfather, Israel Mitchell, also made, which I have now, a knick-knack shelf, or a shelf from, we'll say, from the floor to the ceiling. And it has the same scroll on it as it on the old church. In 1946, the church was condemned. So now we have a brick church.
To come on the same location as the old church?
On the same, more to the right of the old church, but the very same location. To commemorate the old church that was built in 1826, a cross was erected, and the rock that is placed under the cross was placed there by my great uncle, Bellamy Mitchell. The house that I am now living in belonged to my great uncle, Paul Mitchell, who drowned in the St. John River. Dad bought it when he got married in 1911.
This is the house where we were all born and brought up. Ironic as it may seem, the Martin residence was purchased by Arthur Martin, one of Earl's uncles, from Cyril Musso, who was also my uncle. He bought this house in 1902. And when he died in 1939, he willed it to Ernest. Another strange coincidence was that I was a witness to his signature when he made his last will and testament. And I also passed what's here in court. The vote for his sanity and capability of ruling the place to his heirs. Never knowing at that time that it would now be my home and my family's place. Life does take some effect on us at times. In other words, the Kelsey residence has been in the Kelsey family since 1911, and the Martin residence has been in the Martin family since 1903, with only two owners in each Dad and Martin, as well as Arthur Martin and Ernest.
The people of Van Buren at that time were very self-sufficient, but the things they could not get, they had to go to the River Duluth. And the only means of traveling at that time was by boat. And I think that is why that so many of the men married girls from River Duluth.
Van Buren believes in old traditions and has kept many of these traditions going, such as the Corpus Christi procession. Formerly, we would march from the church to town, stopping either at the old F.O. Musso residence or going as far as the Joe Terrio residence, where an altar was erected and prayers and hymns were said and hung. The Blessed Sacrament was exposed. And this tradition was kept up for years. Immediately after the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament at the town altar, where it may have been erected, we immediately marched to the church where the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament was held once more in the church. Later on, it became held at Washington Town, was quite an ordeal, but the procession was shortened. But the same message was kept on. The altar is either erected at the old grotto, which is situated immediately in back of the Van Buren District High School, next to the old St. Mary's house, formerly at St. Mary's College. There the blessed sacrament was again exposed, and then we would march like that to the church on the lawn immediately in front of the rectory. Is the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hymns were also sung, and the rosary was recited. Then all the people would automatically march into the church where the Blessed Sacrament was put down into the tabernacle. This has been going on for years. There were several societies in the town of Van Buren which took part in these processions, such as the 4th Degree Clergy, the American Legion, the Girls and Boy Scouts, the Ladies of St. Anne, the Children of Mary, the Leaders of the Sacred Heart, the children of the different schools, even the graduates of the present year, of that year, would I say, dressed in their caps and gowns, even these marched. It was a beautiful sight, and people from all around would come and line the both sides of the street to watch. If we were lucky, the heat was just not to be found that day, neither was the cold or the wind, much less the rain. But somehow, the Lord blessed us with good weather, and this tradition is still going on.
In the year of our Lord, 1881, warrant to the inhabitants of Van Buren, whereas by an act of incorporation passed at the late session of the legislature, the undersigned of any justice of the peace was authorized to call the first meeting of the town of Van Buren by posting a warrant therefore stating the objects of said meeting in their public and conspicuous places in said town at least 7 days before the time of holding said meeting. Therefore is the name of the state of Maine, you, the inhabitants of said town of Van Buren, qualified by law to vote in town affairs, are hereby notified and warned to meet and assemble at the schoolhouse in District No. 3 in said Van Buren on Wednesday the 13th day of March instant 1881 at 10 o'clock in the forenoon to act upon the following objects: to choose a moderator, to preside at said meeting, to choose necessary town officers for the year issuing, to see if the town will grant and raise such sum of money as may be necessary for the maintenance and support of schools and the poor and repairs of roads and bridges, and defray all other town charges for the ensuing year, and to transact all other necessary business, given under my hand at Van Buren this 20th day of March A.D. 1881, P.C. Keegan. A true copy attests John B. Farrell, Town Clerk. At a legal meeting, the inhabitants of the town of Van Buren qualified to vote in town affairs holding at the schoolhouse in District No. 3, voted and chose by major vote and by ballot, P.C. Keegan, moderator, J.B. A. Farrell, clerk of said town for the ensuing year, voted to report, to accept of the report of the auditor relating to the account of the treasurer and collector and the town affairs of the late plantation of Van Buren and several other school districts, voted and chose by ballot, P.C. Keegan, Antoine Vallis, Jr., Alex Vallis, segment of Van Buren, all who were duly sworn. By major vote and by ballot, P.C. Keegan, Antoine Vallis, Jr., Alexander Vallis, assessors of taxes. Severe Violet, treasurer. Ambroise Violet, collector of taxes, who was duly sworn. John B. Farrell, John B. A. Farrell, and Severe Violet, superintendent school committee, all of whom were duly sworn. John B. Violet, Vital Violet, Michael Silva, Napoleon Levasseur, constables of the town, all of whom were duly sworn. Chose for the several school districts in said town, retaining the same boundaries, limit, or were established by Van Buren Plantation, the following persons. District number 1, Joseph Martin. District number 2, Michael Sear. Number 3, Antoine Violet. Number 4, Peter Parent. Number 5, Bruno Thibodeau. Number 6, Benjamin Levasseur. Number 7, Louis Parent Jr. Number 8, Alexander Violet. Number 9, Octave Parent. Number 10, Damas Béancourt. For surveyors of roads, John B. Farrell. Number 2, Michael Sear. District number 3, Antoine Violet. District number 4, Peter Perrin. Number 5, Bélanie Sear. Number 6, Benjamin Levasseur. Number 7, Phyllis Farr Page. Number 8, Alexandre Violet. Number 9, Octave Parent. Number 10, Thomas Parody. Surveyor Lumber, John B. A. Farrell, Charles Farrell, J.B. Farrell, Severe Violet, Savannah Violet, all of whom were duly sworn. For Vince Fence Brewers, Antoine Violet, Fairman Sear, and Michael Thibodeau. Overseers of the poor would be the selectmen. At the salary of the clerk would be $5. For the first selectman and treasurer be $50. For the second selectman, $10, and for the third, $10. For the salary of the superintendent school, $25. For the town treasurer be allowed the sum of $1.50 upon every $100 of his disbursement for his compensation. That the collector of taxes be allowed 4% of the amount by him collected for his compensation. Voted the sum of $250 for the support of schools. And for highway tax have the same percent the money tax to be collected in money by the collector. Voted the sum of $10 for the purchase of town books. A meeting was adjourned. A true copy of the doings of said meeting attests John B. A. Farrell, town clerk. At a meeting of the school committee of Van Buren held July 6, 1881, John B. A. Farrell was chosen by lot to hold the office of school committee for 3 years, Severe Violet for 2 years, and Thomas H. Fenty was chosen to fill the vacancy caused by the death of John B. Farrell. A true record of the doings of said meeting, John B. A. Farrell, town clerk.
Despite the drizzly weather, over 1,000 people attended the formal opening of the new Van Buren Hospital in May 1961. Dr. H.T. Kimball, a member of the Maine Hospital Advisory Council, cut the ribbon to allow the first visitor to enter the new building. Due to the poor weather, exercises were held inside. Many comments were heard from the proud people of Van Buren, most of whom had never been inside the building. Noel Cody, president of the Cody Construction Company, presents the key to the building to Sister Mary of Good Counsel, the administrator of the new hospital. Cody's company built the structure.
Old shaft on hill near Grand Falls is monument to lasting peace along the St. John. Perched upon the midst of a 100-foot eminence that overlooks the St. John River 4 miles above Grand Falls is an obscure but historic monument. Rising amid tangled alders, the 6-foot shaft of solid iron thickly covered with rust tans in solitude, a relic of another century. On its sides reads the inscription, Boundary, August 9, 1842, Treaty of Washington, Lieutenant Colonel J.B.B. Escort, His Britannic Majesty, Commissioner Albert Smith, U.S. Commissioner. Also, something about the Violet Homestead. A log cabin was built by Francois Violet near the St. John River before they built any roads. They traveled by boat in the Little River, so that is why they named the Little River the Violet Brook. In 1849, his son, Bellamy Violet, took the cabin apart and hauled logs on top of the hill and rebuilt the log cabin. Before they were done building, one of Bellamy's sons, Amboise, was born in a little shed nearby.